The gospel hasn't changed in thousands of years, but the way we communicate the gospel has changed in the last few months. How are churches doing with the whole online service, social media aspect of getting the gospel out and doing ministry? Here to tell us about it and to help us out with a brand new book called Maximize Your Influence, How to Make Digital Media Work for Your Church, Your Ministry, and You, is media ministry expert Phil Cook. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thrilled to be here.
All right, so we want to be effective as the church. We want to reach people, and those methods sure have changed. I remember the days when, you know, I was the geek at church that said, hey, you know what, we should have a website. And it was like, let them go do that. Yeah, it was a fun little thing that nobody really took seriously.
Well, I tell you, what's interesting is before the shutdown in 2020, before this pandemic, churches were shut down, Lifeway Research did a study that indicated 41%, nearly half the churches in America, had never offered anything online. No website, no resources, no services, nothing, no outreach at all. And I think when that church shutdown happened back in March, that really got a lot of pastors' attention, and they suddenly had to shift their thinking really, really quick and understand that I'm either online or I'm out of business. And so suddenly, pastors all over the country have realized just how important this new digital technology really is. So in a positive way, I think it's really let pastors understand that this matters, and that audience out there watching online is my congregation, and I need to be intentional about how I reach them.
Well, I guess that means there's two ways to look at it. You could think, wow, we're really limited now in how we can reach people. Or you could say, wow, look at how many more thousands of people we can reach now.
Oh, that is so true. In fact, what's really interesting, I've had so many pastors tell me, you know, before all this shut down, they told me, we don't want to live stream, because if we live stream, everybody will stay at home and nobody will come to church. And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches, and I've never once, not once, seen an indication that when you live stream, people will stay at home or your attendance drops. In fact, in almost every case, attendance went up, sometimes significantly. So the idea of being able to show what's happening in your service to the community, and even a bigger world of significant number of viewers will be international. So the minute you start live streaming, you're a global organization. So I just think the positives far, far outweigh any negatives that there could be out there.
And of course, some churches were hit with this a little bit unprepared, not having worked through all the nuances of presenting themselves online, the social media aspect. And that's what you address in your book, you know, from, you know, how to create a presence, how to be online, how to interact with people on social media, fundraising, leading volunteers, handling crises. This has all got to be done not only with skill, but with skill in front of a huge audience, right?
That is so true. You know, you mentioned my book, Maximize Your Influence, and the subtitle is How to Make Digital Media Work for Your Church, Your Ministry, and You. And I'm really convinced that we live in a generation that speaks this language of digital. It speaks the language of social media. And if we don't learn to communicate that way, you know, you mentioned earlier the way we communicate, our message doesn't change, but how we communicate it does. I often tell people God's word never changes, but everything else in the world does. Trends change, culture changes, people change. And today, we just need to understand that the digital technology that's available to us is a powerful, powerful way to share the gospel with the world. So I'm a big believer in encouraging it. And ultimately, the reason I wrote the book is to really help pastors understand. You know, my book isn't about how to build a website or how to do social media, but it's more about why we need to do it. And it covers the waterfront from social media to websites to book publishing, even speaking to a digital generation. And so I think pastors just need a reference for how do I engage with this world and what do I need to be thinking about, and that's really the purpose behind the book.
Yeah, it's sort of that bridge between this is the way we've always done it and, well, forget about that, this is the way we have to do it now.
That's so true. That is so true. And obviously, I know some pastors and ministry leaders and Christians are hesitant about social media, and there's certainly some downsides to it. But the truth is, I think if we're going to share the gospel, something I always tell people is it's not how we want to reach them, it's how they want to reach us. And so we have to be available on every platform that we possibly can to share that message, because you don't know if somebody's going to reach out to you through email or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or some other platform. And so just being ready to share the gospel on any of these platforms, I think, is critical if we're going to make an impact.
His book is called Maximize Your Influence, How to Make Digital Media Work for Your Church, Your Ministry, and You, by media expert, TV and film producer, and author Phil Cook. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Todd.